good Catholic people on this Sunday, Holy Mother Church calls this Sunday Good Shepherd Sunday. That is the traditional name for this Sunday. I know mine, mine know me. Now, what is the greatest mercy? Because that is what they have changed it to, Mercy Sunday. But there is a disorientation in this. Because first must come the listening. I am the good shepherd. I know mine. So he recognizes us. Let us remember the words of the angels at Bethlehem. What do they say? Peace to men of good will. Isn't that interesting? Men of goodwill. I know mine. I see goodwill. And mine know me. They listen to me. Because they see goodness. They hear goodness. They watch goodness. They will imitate goodness. And this is the reason why they followed after our Lord during his lifetime. Real mercy requires a turning away from the world and all its deceptions. It means I must hear his voice that I might come to him, follow after him. I know mine and mine know me. We shouldn't be surprised by this. Aren't you made in the image and likeness of God? If I asked the little child, what would you say? Am I made in the image and likeness of God? Yes, Father, I am made in the image and likeness of God. That I might turn my face to him and direct all of my thoughts. That I might turn my heart to him and direct all of my words. That they may be yea, yea, and nay, nay, simple. And all of my deeds, that I might do his works by the grace of the Holy Ghost. That's how we're made in his image and likeness. In the gospel, we see our Lord coming into the upper room. And he says, peace be to you, to his apostles. In the second nocturne of the divine office today, it instructs us that our Lord came to them and he spoke to them. Did he speak to everyone? He spoke to these men of good will. Because you see, there were those in the Sanhedrin, those Pharisees, they had all the authority, they had all the power. And they were contriving and looking for ways that they might take the lives, even of these apostles, if they should rear their heads. And the apostles are in that upper room because for fear of the Jews. That's what the scripture says. For fear of the Jews. Our Lord comes into the room and says, peace be to you, men of goodwill. And they hear his voice. And they learn how to offer Mass. They learn how to do his works. They receive the Holy Ghost. So that not only can they know the word of the Father, as the Jews claim to know, they recognize the Son because they see him and they follow after him and they are watching for the grace of the Holy Ghost. What are we to do, Lord? Which is what I spoke of last Sunday, which is in the bulletin from last week. What must I do? The epistle tells us Christ has suffered for us, leaving an example that you might follow in his footsteps. What did he do? No sin, neither deceit was in his mouth. Very simple. Holy Mother Church wishes us to listen for him. So a little illustration. I used to train dogs. My dog was a very good dog. Sometimes I would have young couples come And the bride would bring all her children. And I'd say, oh, what a beautiful wedding ring. May I look at it? Can you take it off? And she would, oh, yeah. She'd pull it off. She said, and I said, oh, I'll bless it for you. And I would bless it. And I'd say, oops. Out into the yard it goes. Oh, Father! What would happen to you if I threw your ring into the yard? You better not do that because you don't have a good dog. Because then what I would say is, Klaus, fine. And my dog would go into the yard, nose on the ground, and begin looking for that ring, left, right. And if it got too far off to the left, I'd say, ah. Too far off to the right, ah. And the dog's nose would come around and boom, go right to the spot. Put his nose right on the ring, paw on one side, paw on the other side, and stare and wait. Then I'd say to the bride, oh, seems like the dog was able to find that. Shall we go take a look? And we would go into the yard, and I would look down and pick up the ring, and I'd say to the dog, good boy, and pet the dog, and hand the ring back to the bride. What do you think the kids said? That's such a smart dog! You know what I would say? Not so. Not really. It's not smart. That's a dog that's learned to listen and to watch. To watch for the master. And the master and the dog use their gifts together. Christ is like that master. The dog has learned to listen to the master and can do. Because you see, the dog already has the strong smell odor, smell power, 800 times more powerful than your nose. Probably can tell you what you ate last week. Can you imagine that? But that's just a gift. That's like you knowing what color your hair might be. You just know it. Right? But the master said, ah, the dog can smell, and I will train the dog, and the dog will listen to me. Christ, Holy Mother Church, says, listen to me. Hear me. Be with me. You know how you become a saint? You listen to Holy Mother Church. That's what Good Shepherd Sunday is all about. Watching, listening, doing. That's what we should be praying for. That's what we should be doing. Holy Mother Church has an entire history, a magisterium of teachings for us to attend to. And when we hear something that's contrary to that teaching, we say, that's not what the church has said. And that's why we must be on our guard. And you know, that inoculates you. What does it mean, Father? You know what inoculation is? It's getting a shot. You like shots? Oh. Because Christ inoculated us against all of our weaknesses, all of our sins, all of our weaknesses whatsoever. Everything. Christ came and lived in a world full of sin. Every kind of sin. A good priest? Think of that. If we have to be like the world around us, think of the poor priest. He goes to the confessional. He hears murders. Does he become a murderer? He hears about theft. Does he become a thief? He hears about all kinds of things. But because he asks for the grace of his state, None of it touches him. None of it. If he's faithful to that grace. If we listen to Holy Mother Church, none of the difficulties of our time will ever overwhelm us. Ever. Because we have been inoculated by the teaching of Holy Mother Church. The Magisterium. We have heard the Good Shepherd, and we follow after him. And that's how we escape. Christ shows us by his own death and resurrection that not even death can separate us. Let us therefore, on this Good Shepherd Sunday, ask for that effective grace to remain with him in all things, at all times, through the grace especially of being with him. Your being with him in most holy communion. That's why we go to church. That's perhaps why the devil always wants to keep us away from Eucharistic adoration. Why he wants to keep us away from the communion rail. Why we excuse ourselves from not going to confession. Holy Mother Church, as a good mother, says, confess your sins, receive communion in the Easter season. And that's the minimum daily requirement. Minimum daily requirement is not going to keep you alive if you follow the food regulations. And neither will those six precepts keep you alive unless you listen to all that our Lord says and follow after him. We have to go way beyond that, but at least we know we are listening if we keep those precepts. May we receive those graces by our attentiveness to the Good Shepherd, especially on this Good Shepherd Sunday, through the strength of his most holy Eucharist, which we receive spiritually, if we cannot receive it physically on this day. Let us bind ourselves to him in our minds, in our hearts, and by this act of the will in our strength. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen.